you're joining us on a cell phone because you're not actually in the office. So what happened on Sunday?
You know, I think most of your listeners may have heard a little bit about what happened. You know, so there was obviously an intent to do some serious damage to the FFAW and the other offices that are in that building on Hamilton Avenue. So, like the professional fish harvester certification are there, the fish harvesters resource center, and we have the Newfoundland and Labrador Fish Harvester Safety Association. So a lot of people, and there's 40, 50 people there that work. But actually, Easter Sunday early that morning, there was an intentional an attack, but obviously something that was very dangerous to try to do serious damage. And it was extremely concerning. I mean, we're in a residential neighborhood. There are very close proximity to houses, and when you see something like that up close, you have a special appreciation for the first responders, the police and firefighters, who did a wonderful job. So a lot of thanks to them for getting making sure things were under control. And, you know, we hope that we find out who's responsible for it, because it is, violence like this is really, really concerning.
I know the RNC are conducting their investigation, and they're looking for some help from the public on that. But what can you tell us about what happened there?
I guess very briefly. I mean, it was obvious from the scene that people were prepared and tried to do some serious damage there through fire, and the office sustained damage and considerable water damage where an attempt to light a fire was put out. So, beyond that, I don't know if there's, a whole lot more value to really add to it, except that we're just relieved that, that nobody got hurt. We're taking it very serious, and just quickly for our members, let people know, with the last year, we've adapted to being able to work off-site and from home, so we're positioned well. We've got lots of work still happening at this very crucial time, so, credit to the staff there, who will really buckle down and know how important this time is for members, and still getting the job done, whether it's collective bargaining, insurance negotiations, or getting ready for seasons. So a ton of work still been done despite the difficult circumstances.
So you say water damage was caused, obviously, in the fire suppression efforts there. Is that confined to a certain area, or is it throughout the building?
Like the water, I guess that runs everywhere. So, we're still assessing, having people assess the extent of the damage. But, it's definitely significant. Yeah, so there has to be a fair amount of work done there. But again, the full extent, we're not quite sure right now.
Has it impacted the way you're carrying out business? Obviously, none of you are working in the office right now. I don't know how many of you were working in the office because of COVID. But how is this impacting your day-to-day operations?
Well, people should be, members should be really relieved, and we've engaged with many. We've had lots of meetings since, so I would say we never really missed a beat in the work that we've been doing. So, right this week we're in the midst of a lobster negotiation. There's several sets of bargaining going on with some of our industrial units, All of the necessary work is still continuing, and I guess in some ways what us and the rest of the world have had to deal with COVID, certainly, people were well prepared to be able to work remotely and from home, and with the technology and the meetings, the Zooms and online things we have now. So we're able to pick it up and just serve members the same way. So, I'm sure people would be relieved to hear that.
The union called it an attack. Why would you believe that you'd be targeted in such a way?
Well, I'm not going to speculate. I have no idea who or why, but the clear thing was deliberate to do damage, no doubt about it. And there certainly wasn't an accident or on a whim, really, by all indicators. So, we're really concerned about it. And again, we're working with the RNC now to hopefully we can find out who is responsible and, have them dealt with accordingly. So, You know, it's definitely that level of violence. We got to take it as serious as possible.